I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An unprecedented humanitarian crisis is facing our globe today. The growing number of refugees. Monday is World Refugee Day, a time to raise support for those living in fear and hunger. Food for the Hungry works with refugees from all around the world. And in order to exact long-term change for these people, they have to prioritize finding stability for the kids through nutrition and education and job training for the adults. Gary Edmondson says giving online to Food for the Hungry's crisis relief efforts is greatly appreciated. And he says prayer and service are the most important ways that people can reflect God's love.
God tells us clearly to care for the aliens, and the aliens are refugees. Let's not harden our hearts to these kind of people. Let's learn to reach out in love and care for them, as I believe God would want us to do.
And last year, we told you the story of a Tibetan priest who gave his life to Christ and then began planting churches in his community. Well, here's the update to that story.
This priest had such an influence in his community, in his nation, that 62 other Buddhist monks have now decided to follow Christ. It is really remarkable.
That's Asian Access's president, Joe Handley. Asian Access is one organization that's played a key role in this process. The ministry trains and disciples church leaders, just like the ones who invested in the Tibetan priest's life. Asian Access is making a great difference, but it needs your help to keep going. Pray that God would continue moving in the church in Asia as a whole. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. So join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.